If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Burgess Owens is a man who played safety, let's see, for the New York Jets, the Oakland Raiders, and has written a very good, see, I did my homework, has written a very interesting book here, and he's here at CPAC to talk about it. Now, listen to this title. It doesn't get any better than this, Mary. Liberalism, or How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps.
So true. I love the title of the book.
It's been fun. It really has been a lot of fun talking about that.
So why did you decide to write this book?
Well, it's a couple things. First of all, I grew up in a community that was very proud to be American, very patriotic, very capitalist. And that community allowed me to leave there knowing that I could do anything I wanted to. It was just the American way. And it's something we've lost the last 50 years. And it's something that I think we have to bring back to my community for us to be successful. So liberalism has done great damage to us. My message is it can do the same thing for America overall if we're not careful. So if we look at the trajectory of the black race since 1910 when the NAACP came in with their agenda, you see where we're heading off to. We don't have to do that as a country. We can do much better.
How hard is it, though, to be that voice in the black community because you're swimming against the tide? Now, you're a celebrity, so I think it's probably a little bit is it easier for you or is it harder for you?
That's a good question, Mary. It comes down to this. When you're brought up to be courageous, to put America and your race first, it's a piece of cake to stand for our country. It really is so easy. It's neat. I love what's happening right now. You know, the left, his hair is on fire because all of a sudden we have somebody in that's actually doing what he says he's going to do. What I love is the fact that we finally, as a country, are getting it back. We, the people, decided we'll no longer want to go the direction of Marxism and socialism. And it's a great place to be. And I tell you what, the black community experiencing any success, what they will be, education-wise and entrepreneur-wise, we will never be again enslaved by the ideology of liberalism.
All right, so now a couple of things that I notice in the sports world is as I watch broadcasting of sports events, it seems like political the coverage of sports has become more political increasingly. Yeah. And what about this whole Colin Kaepernick thing where it's become a thing where he won't stand up during the national anthem, he takes a knee? How do you look at that, how would that have gone over in your day when you were playing?
Well, it wouldn't have. Keep in mind, George Allen, Al Davis, those guys were very, very proud of who they were and the concept of capitalism. I think what we have to recognize is that we are in a country now that is not a black and white issue, as much as they want to make it such. It's socialism, Marxism, atheism versus Judeo-Christian values and capitalism. If we understand what the real fight is, Americans always, always win. At the end of the day, the NFL will pay a price for not standing for the values that our country stands for. We're going to stop watching them, and I'll be right there cheerleading the whole process because I don't want to be told how to think of my values by a couple of elitists that run the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Is that what happened, you think? The ratings are down for the NFL. Did it have an impact, you
think? It had an impact because Americans, we do vote. We do vote with our dollars, and I'm so proud of Americans.
And our viewing habits, yeah.
Yes. If we don't like it, we turn it off. Yeah. That is the good old-fashioned American way, and I'm so proud of Americans for doing that. We might not recognize that we're actually boycotting. Right. We say, I don't want to hear that anymore, so we turn it off, or we turn to something else.
It's not formal. It's informal, yeah.
I'd like to get back to this idea of your book, Liberalism, or How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps. And I think it's not only you're not only talking to the black community here, but I really think we've emasculated men in this country, and we have taught little boys that being who they are, are. I grew up with all brothers. So I know. I got it down. I know what it's about because I just sat back and watched it in awe. But we've told them that just being little boys is bad. It's threatening. We've emasculated them. And I think that we have a generation that, A, grew up without fathers in the home.
That's right.
Right? And that's a huge negative. They don't know how to be men. And at school, they're being told, well, the way you normally are is wrong. So they have no direction, and they're rudderless. How do we fix that problem?
A couple things, Mary. That's the second chapter I have in is whatever happened to all the good men.
Right.
And at the end of the day, I can say this because the community I grew up in were great men and women. Segregated community. But, boy, they were determined not to ever be bested.
And the family was intact.
At that time, the black community not only had the highest percentage of entrepreneurs, but also led the country in terms of commitment to marriage.
See?
That was the black community, black men. We lost that because we bought into the liberalism. We bought into the idea that somebody else can tell us how to do better. We get back to entrepreneurship, capitalism. The Judeo-Christian value says we're tolerant to so many different things, but we're not tolerant to giving up our values. As long as we do not give up our values, this will be still a place that's very inclusive and exciting, and people can dream big and whatever they want to do, but we can allow it to happen.
I've always observed that when you talk to people in the black community about how they feel about certain issues, that their positions are actually fairly conservative, especially on social issues.
What you find, Brian, is this. There's three parts of us. We have the elitists, which you're going to hear a lot from. Those are guys who are just so removed because they're doing so well.
Right.
Then you have the victims. Then you have 30% of us that, like me, we love our country, love our race, love the American way. We have to just start voting now for values and principles first versus party. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening. The gift of Barack Obama is we have that third of our community saying, what in the world is this all about? Liberalism didn't feel good after all. The promises he made didn't happen after all. So we begin to ask the right questions. And all we have to do is have venues like this and the right message, and all of a sudden we're going to start to turn the corner, and they will never own us again. And that's what I'm excited about.
And you're
starting
to see more of that.
Yeah.
You are starting to see more of that.
So you got a big book signing here at CPAC if people are here. How does that? What time is that?
Yeah, 11 to 12.
11 to 12?
This is my first CPAC, so I'm enjoying this big time. This is great to be in this environment, for sure.
You just said that you drove all the way out here from Salt Lake City, where you live now.
You drove?
Yeah, so you've been touring America. How do you feel that, you know, when you put your finger on the pulse of America as you drive across what is called flyover country, what have you observed?
I'm telling you, I am so proud of our country. And I woke up on November 9th and said, we still got it. We still are a country that understands no one dictates. No one bullies us. Once we know what our battle is, we're going to win. And thank goodness America brought it back, crossed the board, crossed all the divisions, all the diversity, and we're going to do just fine.
Burgess Owens, he's a former NFL player, written an interesting book called Liberalism, or How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps.
I love the title.
Yeah, I love the title. It's so good. It's good to meet you. What a lovely guy.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.